coming up with excuses this time. Amen. Just turn around and give someone, you see, we're in church, and in church we are all covered under the shadow of his wings. Say, I am covered under the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah. You know, coronavirus cannot function. Coronavirus cannot function. So you have to overcome fear. Is that right? Fear will make you a captive. Fear will make you a captive. Fear will make you weak. So don't give fear a chance. So coronavirus is powerless over you. That's not to say you shouldn't do due diligence. Due diligence. You should wash your hands as frequently as possible. Amen. And do the right things. Don't be negligent. Take care of yourself. And if you visit the places where there is a fear of coronavirus, or you have a reason to think that you've been around someone who might have been to where there's coronavirus or something like that, you will need to self-quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. Just for the sake of the people that you care about. So you need to not be diligent. Let's not, in the name of God, make ourselves careless. Everything needs to be done diligently. Diligently. A believer must be diligent. A believer must be diligent. A believer does not throw himself in the river where he knows he cannot swim, and he says, by the grace of God, I will walk on the waters. You know, he's going to drown, isn't it? He's going to drown. A believer does not jump from a five-story building and say, by the grace of God, he will give his angels charge over me. He's going to fall down and break bones and may die. You don't tempt God. You don't put yourself on the way of danger. But you walk in the fear of God. You walk in obedience to God's word. You apply all principles. Then the God factor begins to work for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So please apply due diligence. Watch over yourself and take care of your loved ones. We are already in March. The year is running very fast. Our theme this year is limitless possibilities. Limitless possibilities. You cannot allow this year to just roll away and nothing happens to you and you do not change. You do not maximize opportunities, open doors. You don't develop yourself. You don't improve on your way of life. You don't take risk. You don't venture into new things that can help push you up in life. Your life must get better and better and better. You cannot afford to stay on the same spot. You have to make progression. That's the counsel of God for you. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That is God's desire for you. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. God wants you to prosper. And you know, prosperity goes beyond money, right? God wants to have lots of money. I want to have lots of money. There are many things that I can do with money. Amen. And I'm asking that if there's anyone who does not really like money, anytime it's coming, I can give you my bank account so you can just be diverting it there. This man here can't wait to have lots of money. Plenty of things to do. But prosperity is way beyond money. It's about your well-being. It's about the richness of your relationship. It's about how you succeed in your career and find genuine fulfillment in the place of your career. God wants everything to go well for you. And I'm asking that you will not waste your time, you will not waste your life. In Jesus' mighty name, someone, that's your portion, say amen.
Amen.
I began the teaching, you know, to inspire you, to challenge you some couple of weeks ago, and I call it Vis Det Sag. How many of you remember Vis Det Sag?
Yeah.
Say with me, Vis Det Sag. Very few people are with me this morning. Hallelujah. I'm speaking a different kind of language, Holy Ghost language. Vis Det Sag. Do you know what that stands for? How many of you can remember what that stands for? Number one, what does that mean? Number two? Number three? Sacrifice. Vision, determination, and sacrifice. And I said, these are the tripods the Holy Spirit was ministering to me on which destiny is standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to succeed, you want to break through, you want to advance in life, at least you should be able to cultivate these three things. Vision, the ability to see ahead what is yours for the take. The ability to understand what is out there for you that you can grab. If all you can see is your now, what is going on in your now, you're not going to make progress. But if you can see, the Bible says, as far as you can see, I've given it to you for an inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
And this morning, I want to continue on determination. Determination. One simple way to release your creative ability. And I'm asking that the Lord will grant to you deeper understanding in the name of Jesus. May the Lord grant to you deeper understanding in the name of Jesus. May the Holy Spirit use what I say to work something special inside of you. Something that can help to propel you further into your destiny. And may no obstacle on the way, no barrier, be able to stop you. May you become all that God has ordained for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Determination. Determination is one of the attitudes that you need if you want to succeed in life. You've got to have determination to succeed. It's very important. If you have determination, you can achieve a lot of things. You can achieve impossible things. You can achieve whatever you set your heart to do with determination. And this is more so to a believer, because the Bible says concerning the believer, to him that believes, all things are possible. Hallelujah. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. The Bible also says God is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above what you can ever think or ask for. Amen.
Yeah.
With determination, you can achieve much, much more than people expect of you. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. To flourish in the land, to enjoy life wherever you're planted, you need a will. That will, that determined spirit to possess stuff. Nothing of life that is precious, that is important, will come cheap. You know, it may not be given to you on a platter of gold. You have to fight sometimes to achieve your dream. And we all know, we all understand, you know, we've talked about this several here, that life is full of challenges. We are contending each day with oppositions, with contradictions. There are forces out there that don't want us to progress in life. Invisible forces. And they will put all kinds of obstacles on the way of the believer, especially, in order to derail you, in order to hold you back. But you cannot let them. Amen. So challenges will come, and I have there some of the challenges that as you go on in life, you may experience. You have betrayal. You know, betrayal happens so they can stop you. Betrayal, rejection, ill health, setbacks, oppositions, failure, closed doors, and even delays. You may experience all of this along the journey. Amen. And they happen, challenges happen, so they can break your spirit, make you lose heart. They come sometimes challenges to test your resolve or conviction about what you want to do. Challenges come to check what you are standing on or what you stand for. They come to make you pull out, make you give up, and make you a failure. Are you going to let challenges, whatever the challenges that you are experiencing now, or they will come your way tomorrow, hold you back? It is great to have a vision, but it is another thing whether the vision will survive or not. It's one thing to say, I want to become this. I want to achieve that. Before this year is over, I want to accomplish this task. It's great, wonderful to be able to project and see ahead. But the journey may not be challenge-free when those challenges are thrown at you. Would your vision survive? And that's where determination comes in. A believer must once you understand your purpose, once you understand what you exist for, once you know what you desire to have or become in life, you have to have a willpower, a determined spirit to achieve your exploits. What is determination? I've got it on the screen. Determination, somebody may say, so what's determination? Determination, I've put down, is the resolve that someone makes to do whatever it takes, to do whatever is required for him to achieve something. It is the decision that someone makes to achieve something, no matter the cost or challenges involved. It's willing to pay whatever price may be required to pay for him to achieve something that he believes is his purpose, his destiny. Determination is the mindset that insists on succeeding even when it physically looks impossible. Determination is the courage to confront one's challenges and not give up. Determination is a mindset that does not accept a no for an answer, because it is persuaded that something can be done and it must be done. Determination is the propeller that pushes someone to go beyond the limits. He's able to go beyond what ordinary people do. He goes the extra mile. Hallelujah. Basically, there are four things that you will notice wherever determination is in play. When someone, you know, is determined, when the Spirit has taken over someone and is working in the light of that Spirit or under the influence of that Spirit, there are the four things you would notice. Number one, insistence and persistence. Amen. Insistence and persistence. He insists and he persists. Insistence involves contending, demanding, and refusing to accept a no. Insistence says, this thing must be, and I insist. I will not take no. I insist. He does not accept no for an answer. I insist. Though I fail in this, I insist that I cannot accept failure. Though I've knocked on this door and that guy on the other side of the door won't open, I'm not going to back down. I'm going to keep knocking. I insist this door must open for me. He keeps knocking. Hallelujah. And persistence, on the other hand, is doing something again and again. Even when there is no physical indication that it's going to work, he keeps doing it again and again and again and again and again. People who have become expert, specialists in something, are people who have failed severally on the thing. But because they keep on at it again and again and again. When I failed my driving test the first time, my instructor said to me, the best drivers are those who have passed not on their first time. That's why I drive better than my wife. She passed the first time. But when you fail your first test, fail your second test, and then fail the third test, and then go for it the fourth time and you pass, you discover that these are the people that drive better on the road. Absolutely. In persistence. Amen. It is continuing on the same course in spite of the difficulty. And a typical example of this kind of determination in the Bible is what we see in the life of a woman we call the woman that prayed the prayer of importunity. And you can find that in Luke chapter 18. Are you with me, everybody? Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. It's there on the screen. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. Then he spake a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get me justice from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yea, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. This woman understood where help is. She understood where the solution is. She could place her finger on where she could get what she needs to become her dream. And she kept going there. She got many no's, but she kept going back there until it happened to her. Determination. The second Attitude of determination is defiance. Defiance. Someone say defiance. Hallelujah. Defiance. Defiance means to go against the norm, to resist or stand up to something that everyone accepts as being normal, e.g. stereotype, gender bias, inequality, disability, or the status quo. That's what everybody thinks is okay. That's what everybody yields to. That's what everybody accepts. But determination says, no, I'm not just going to just accept the status quo. I'm not just going to allow what everybody lets go to interfere in the way of my destiny. I'm just going to break the norm. I'm just going to do something different. I choose to be odd. I choose to stand out so I could become what is my purpose in life. And a typical example of the demonstration of this kind of determination is what we see in the life of the woman we call the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 29. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 29. Are you with me this morning? Amen. Just tap your neighbor and say, are you with me this morning? The pastor is talking to you. Are you being blessed? Please let me say it to someone, are you being blessed? The pastor is talking to you. Mark 5:25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, all you need to do is just look closely at this woman. She was wealthy but ended up poor at the time she met Jesus because she had been to many doctors who took advantage of her. Some, the Bible says, abused her because she suffered many things in the hands of even quack doctors, fake doctors. Some good doctors saw the case. They knew they couldn't help, but they wanted her money. They took her money and didn't provide any solution for her. She was a woman. And they robbed her of her hard-earned money and didn't help her. And by the time she met Jesus, just think, she had lost a lot of blood. Possibly she was anemic. She became anemic, possibly. And possibly was weak. Was weak, not that strong. Maybe she wasn't feeding well because she had spent a lot of money trying to take care of herself. And maybe once in a while she experienced dizziness. So she had to sit down somewhere and wait for a while and recover before she continues. Moreover, at the time, the Jewish law forbade her from mixing with the crowd. Because of her condition, she was considered as an unclean woman. She's an unclean. She was not allowed in the crowd. That was the norm. That was the order. But what did she do? She defied all of that. She defied the feeling of her body. She refused to allow the law, the traditions of men hinder her from what she wanted. And she pressed through the crowd, and possibly because of the weakness of her body, she fell down a few times. As she went through the crowd, this man would say, "Who is this woman? You smell." And he would give her the elbow and she collapsed. But she struggled up, and the Bible used the word press. It wasn't an easy access. She pressed through, defied the norm, defied what people thought of her, until she got to Jesus and she touched him. Hallelujah. To get to where destiny is, where your joy is, you've got to make up your mind. I've got to defy anything that the devil's going to use to stop me. Hallelujah. So I have what I say, the don'ts. Don't let anyone tell you you can't because you belong to a certain racial grouping. Let no one tell you you can't. Hallelujah. Because you belong to a certain racial grouping. Don't let anyone tell you you can't because you are a woman. You are a woman. You know, a lot of us here who come from African descent, they tell you, you are a woman. Women don't preach. Why should a woman stand behind the pulpit and preach? Who is she when there are men sat there? You are a woman. Don't let anyone tell you. I've spoken to ladies here before. Don't let any man anywhere out there in the world undermine you simply because you are of the opposite gender. The woman is not under the man at all. Hallelujah. Don't let anyone tell you you can't because you don't have the qualification. There are many people who have succeeded, who were dropped out from school. Have succeeded. Many billionaires, many company owners, many employers of labor who didn't have a college degree. They're doing well. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. Don't let anyone tell you you can't because you are too young or too old. Don't let anyone tell you you can't because you've got this or that challenge. You've got this disability. You know, there's this. Let no one tag you. Amen. I say you can. Say I can. I can succeed. I can flourish too. I can get to the peak of my career too. I am not cursed. Come on, say it, everybody. I am not cursed. I am blessed. Amen. With determination, gender, age, race, background, qualification, even disability will not be a limitation. Defy all of that until you get to where God has destined for you. Number three, alternative way out. When there is a determination, you also see people looking for alternative way out. An alternative way out is talking about finding another route to achieve your goal if the one you are on is not working for you. You see, sometimes things go wrong in the direction that we're going. They go wrong because we make blunders ourselves. We spoil things ourselves. Human beings are full of issues. Sometimes we have a self-destruct button in us. We press them and we spoil things. And sometimes things just go wrong for nothing of your making. It just does not happen. On one direction you go in, you thought, wow, this is it, and you get blocked. The door closes. You don't throw in the towel and back out simply because it didn't work on this direction. Where there is that determination, you look for a way out. Don't look for a way to go out and back, but a way out and forward. Am I making sense? And a typical example of this kind of determination is what we see in the life of certain friends who needed Jesus to heal their friend. When they could not access him through the door, they went on the roof and broke down the roof and got to Jesus. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Luke chapter 5, 17 to 20. Now, it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who came out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Ooh, you need to be sensitive to when God is trying to bless you. When God is creating a way for you. When God has created an environment, an atmosphere for you to flourish. You need to be sensitive to that. If you're not, you're just going to miss that moment. Hallelujah. And you're going to walk away. There are many people that walk away from the blessing. You need to know when God has connected you to someone and is a destiny person. And know how you can maximize that one contact. There are certain people that when you meet them, something can change your life from that one meeting. Don't just measure on selfie. Ooh, look at this person. Wow, can I take a selfie with you? And you go on Facebook and you paste it. I've met this person. That may not be. It's not for selfie. Am I making sense? These people could sense that it was a moment for their friend to get healed because they could sense the power of God was present to heal. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. Verse 19. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the mist before Jesus. They broke the tile. They said, well, we will sort that out with the house owner sometime later. But now we have to maximize this power to heal that we can sense in the place. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, my son, your sins are forgiven. Determination. Don't just pull back. Don't just give up on your dreams simply because you encountered a setback in the direction you headed. Get up. Look for another way out to get it done. Amen. Amen. You want to become a doctor. Your dream is doctor. When you sleep, you see a doctor. When you look ahead, you see a doctor. Anytime you go to the hospital, you feel the goose. You feel it. But no university in the UK will give you an admission. Why not go to Ukraine? Go to Ukraine. Go to Poland. Go to India. Don't settle down on chemistry because no university here is going to take you in to be a doctor. Don't settle for something else that is not what you dream for. Look for a way out. Number four, stay in power. Somebody say, stay in power. Stay in power. For me, this is the most important aspect of determination. The power to stay and stay there and stay there and stay focused and stay and keep staying until it happens. Are you with me? Staying power is the ability to stay the course, to remain focused, maintaining your confession of faith and keeping on, irrespective of how you are feeling, irrespective of what is happening around you, irrespective of what people are saying about you or about your situation. You just stay on. If you expect a smooth, easy ride, it's not always so. What you thought may happen in 12 months may take several months. Hallelujah. Several months. You thought, if I enroll into the university, in just 3 years and I'll be done. Sometimes things don't go as we plan. But stay on. Hallelujah. Don't be here today, there tomorrow. You are on this today, and tomorrow you're on that. You are not stable. You don't really know what you want out of life. You're jumping here and there, trying everything. Except you don't believe in destiny, except you don't believe in purpose, except you don't believe that's what God gave me. And I've got to fight for it. If you do, I say stay on. Amen. If you cannot stay, you're going to forfeit destiny. Genesis chapter 49 tells us the story, a sad story, of someone by the name Reuben Jacob. He was the firstborn of his father. And according to the tradition then, he is to inherit the blessing. He is to take after the father and drive the family name through generations. But when the father was old, Jacob, he summoned all his sons and he said, come, I want to bless you and tell you what is ahead of you. As I look at you, I see your destiny. He said, Reuben, come. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my excellence and dignity. Reuben, my pride, you will not excel because you are unstable as the waters. You will not excel. Did you read that in the Bible? Stay in power. A good example of staying power in the Bible is the story of a certain man that we see sitting at a pool called the Pool of Bethesda for several years. You know, when we look at his story, you know, we don't see faith. But as I studied this, the Lord told me his faith attracted Jesus. His staying power attracted Jesus. When Jesus looked at him, he perceived that this man has been here a long time. And that's faith, man. He knew that at the stirring of the water, by an angel, if someone jumps in, he gets healed. So he went and stayed there. After many years, you know, people kept overtaking him. Before he would jump in, someone would jump in, but he still stayed. I'm just going to stay until when my time comes. And did it pay off? Think about if Jesus came there and he wasn't there. He had changed location. He had said, well, I've tried all these years. It's not working. I'm sorry. Maybe that's how God destined for me. I'm just going to die a crippled man. You know, maybe it's the will of God for me to remain this way. But he stayed on. He didn't walk away. He stayed on. John chapter 5. After this, there was a great feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whosoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made whole? Stay in power." Determination is stay in power. Once you figure out destiny, you understand what you must become in life. You understand what you must achieve. Stay. The Bible says, "Where in any man is called, let him stay there." Stay there. With determination, you can endure anything in any place. You can go the distance. It's easy to do 100 meters. All you need is, you know, the stamina to go 100 meters and go fast. It's not easy to do 12,000. Meters. It's not easy to go marathon. With determination, you can survive the fire. Anywhere, survive the fire. At workplace, if it's a gift from God, you may experience challenges there. Stay there. You don't know what's going to come out of it. Don't just quit. Stay there. Hallelujah. You may need to start all over again. Don't be ashamed to start all over again. Are you with me? Don't be ashamed to restart. Start all over again. Don't just quit. Start again and start again and start again. And always be on the lookout. Could there be another way of making this happen? Bow down your heads and let's pray. Lord, at the beginning of the year, you told us in Victory Assembly that this year is a year, our own year of limitless possibilities. There's no one here in this place right now who is a nobody. Where he's coming from does not matter. The things that he has been through does not matter. Even when he's experiencing now is irrelevant. Everyone here has a great destiny. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit right now will come down afresh on us all. That everyone will feel energized, empowered, renewed, recharged. And we walk out of this place this afternoon with a real determination to succeed where we failed before. To break through in those areas where we were challenged. And I stand in the name of Jesus. And I break the power of contradictions. I break the power of any barrier before someone here. In the name of Jesus, I ask that where there is weakness, receive strength now. Receive strength. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. You are the light of the world. You will shine. You will succeed. You prevail. And men will see that you serve a living God. Thank you, Father. I return to you all glory and all praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Everyone says amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise, somebody.